From NPR and WBUR, I'm Scott Tong in Washington, D.C.
I'm Robin Young in Boston. It's Here and Now. And we're hearing the phrase bomb cyclone. Forecasters say the powerful winter storm bringing blizzard conditions and life-threatening cold to states across the country today could become one. In Denver and some parts of Wyoming yesterday, temperatures dropped by more than 50 degrees in just a few hours. Thousands of flights are canceled in this one of the busiest travel days of the year. So let's bring in Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis with an update. And Mike, first remind us, bomb cyclone, you've told us the technical term is bombogenesis. This is a real thing. What is it?
Yeah, it's a fun term, right? But it's definitely a meteorological term that refers to basically a low pressure system or storm system that deepens or intensifies very rapidly, technically 24 millibars or more within 24 hours or less. And this one is going to far exceed that. It'll be probably somewhere in the order of 35 or 40 millibar pressure drop before all is said and done. And if you were to, say, look at it on a satellite, and a lot of us are familiar with looking at something like a hurricane on a satellite, this can often take on that kind of characteristic when you see it on a weather map, only it's a land-based system. But maybe that kind of gives you some idea of just how intense these things can be.
I mean, to think of dropping that much atmospheric pressure, you know, in one day, amazing. Now, you and others have said that people in the direct path of a bomb cyclone should stay home. So is it happening yet anywhere you can see, and how does one know if it's happening?
Well, you wouldn't technically know unless you're, you know, closely watching a barometer. But ultimately, the takeaway for people that are in the path are numerous, right? It's extreme wind. And that's really one of the calling cards of a bomb cyclone is the wind. And when they happen in the wintertime, they're usually accompanied by snow. So we've got a lot of wind in some places. Winds will probably gust 50 to 60 miles an hour. You combine that with some pretty good snow, especially around the Great Lakes, where you could get a foot to 2 feet of snow. So that's going to create blizzard conditions. And then we know that the temperatures are really dropping. You mentioned that, right? Mm-hmm. And so when temperatures are going below zero, and they are already in many places, I just checked Kansas City, already 3 degrees below zero. Now you're talking wind chills that are probably going to be on the order of 30, 40, 50 degrees below zero. So it's just a really dangerous storm in many aspects.
Wow. Well, and yesterday, we know it brought whiteout conditions from Colorado to Wyoming. There were highway closures, hundreds of cars stranded. Dangerous cold is also forecast in the South. Snow could fall in Nashville. And you mentioned, you know, this wind situation could happen with 60-mile-an-hour winds. Those are forecast for us in the New England, Boston area. But it's supposed to be rain. So what's the effect there?
Yeah, it's really interesting what's happening in the Northeast, because there are a lot of places like a Boston where the temperature might get to almost 60 degrees, but they're on the warm side of the whole thing. You know, you get back towards Chicago, they'll be below zero in a screaming wind. And so it's night and day on either side of that storm. But the travel impacts are huge. I mean, even in the Northeast, where it's going to be like along I-95, mostly wet travel, not snowy travel. But at the airports, you know, even with a lot of clouds and rain and big time wind, it's going to cause some serious issues for travel. I feel bad for people that have to travel right now because there are already hundreds and hundreds of canceled flights today. I think that number just goes up throughout the day and tomorrow.
Well, and the people who are going to be without heat, probably electricity, if this, even just the storm as it is, which the National Weather Service is calling a once in a generation event, you know, more than 100 million people are under these winter weather alerts. So give us those reminders. If you use a generator, what? I mean,
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, there could be significant power outages, and at a time when you're really going to need your heat, right? And so it becomes very dangerous. So if you have a generator, it's a great option for you, right? But they can come with their own dangers. So there, you know, people might be using them that are unfamiliar. They haven't used them in a long time. They can only be used outdoors. So when you're operating your generator, remember, it's an engine. It's a gas engine. It has exhaust. And so you would never start your car inside your house, right? You always have to have your generator outside with the exhaust pointed away from windows. And then you run your extension cords into your home. And then you plug in devices that you might need, whether that be a refrigerator, a lamp, chargers for your phone, maybe a space heater, but that might be enough to help you sustain yourself through the storm. Right. But the best thing you can do is keep that outside.
And don't drive if it is going to be whiteouts. Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis, thanks so much.
Great to talk to you.